connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, I am back, and I have both Spencer and Matty O'Connor here with me on the mics, on the floor at Denver Comic Con, and I have a feeling we'll get one more guest as we're talking here.
We will.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Ryan's here, too. So what I was about to say is...
I gotta take a little time. Ooh. A little time to think things over.
Yeah.
Baby, baby.
Sultry.
The funny thing about this is, like, it's you get so socialized out that, honestly, the week after Denver Comic Con, because I'm not, I may not look it, but I'm actually very introverted. So the week after Denver Comic Con, the week after Denver Comic Con, I want to go into a fucking hole. Like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be anywhere. So we'll see.
Especially this year, since I was gone for half of it, so you had to, like, carry it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no,
anyway,
I am.
You got to recharge your batteries, first of all.
I mean? Yes.
Your social batteries.
I'm going to hijack this interview.
Oh, you totally are.
Welcome
back.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? How's the show been today?
It's been great.
Fun, yeah.
Saw a lot of cool stuff. I got the sick new jacket you see.
Yeah, look at this
that
beautiful
is a sick
piece.
Jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, it covers up that sick shirt, which is too bad.
Nice.
That's really cool.
That's really textured. Can I touch you?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my.
And you know,
gosh.
The thing is, I've seen this exact same kind of program at like a costume shop for like 300 doll hairs.
Yeah.
And this was only like 80. I was like, yeah, dude, here's a little bit of my money.
So.
That's really cool. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Matty, what about you? Did you see some cool stuff today?
Yeah. I was just hung out with a bunch of other Rick and Mortys. Got to hang out with Spencer.
Yeah.
Had a good lunch?
Oh, yeah. We went across the street to stay social at... Stout Street Social, and it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Had some sushi.
Yeah, my Comic Con experience has been going to lunch across the street.
That's very fair. Hey, Maya's back, and she is completely differently dressed. Ryan's like, no one's here to talk to me.
Oh, I got the gold one.
That is so cool.
I just put this on just now.
Damn.
Nice. That's great.
Just bought it.
That is
lovely.
Really cool.
I was like, I'm not going to wait.
You look like cartoon vampires.
Yes.
Now, both you and Spencer are all fancied up.
Very Victorian.
Yes. Very cool.
Now we are.
So, Maya, I've heard from these guys. How has the show floor been for you this year?
How's what?
How's the show been for you this year?
Awesome. I love this place. I love this thing.
Yeah.
We've also picked out our top four favorite costumes.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That was the mission. So,
yes.
Give them to me. Wait. If I'm lucky, Brad will put in a drum roll right here. All right. What do we got?
That sounded great.
That sounded great. So number four was female awesome Lady Cusco in her gown.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was like this
Who's
big gown.
That?
It was like a princess style
From
dress
Empire
with the hat and everything. The gold.
Yeah.
The gold hat.
I'm sorry.
Are you talking about Cusco,
Emperor's New Groove. Yeah. So she had a big red dress.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So I
like
that.
It was actually Cusco, but like gender swapped.
Oh, okay. So it was Cusco. Oh, that's really
neat.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Cool. All right. So that was number four.
Yep.
What was number two? Or number three?
Number
I can't count.
Three was definitely me in this black coat. This one here.
And that just was a new that just
spot. Himself. He gave himself
no,
number
kidding.
Three.
I think the real number three was the Transformer guy, Optimus Prime, dude.
Oh, man. Was it one of those where, like,
he was on stilts?
He, like, gets down on all fours and he turns into a car?
No, or not that elaborate.
No, he was really big on stilts.
Beeping mouth. He sounded like a car when he was talking.
He had to buy a ticket and a parking pass.
Bumblebee.
Going for the easy ones.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, always the low-hanging
fruit. Right, number two, which was my personal favorite. Was Dayman. He was the fighter of the Nightman, so I feel safe knowing he's around here somewhere.
So cool. Did he ask you to marry him?
No, I'm not the waitress, though. So.
We were dressed as Darth Maul yesterday, so we did fight a good lightsaber battle.
We had a good picture of the lightsaber battle against his cane.
That would be a really cool costume, is to come as Dayman and the waitress.
That would
and
be
then
good.
Just have her walk like 15 feet in front of him everywhere.
The whole time.
Oh, that would be so good.
And then every time someone takes a picture, you start singing, they're like, oh, Does yes. matter?
Well, you'd get it. You'd get it on a little like tape recorder on your back. A tape recorder.
Yeah.
So fucking old.
What year? Man. Are you from?
Vintage. Man. No. What year?
I get
it.
I get it on a boombox and I drag it around with me so that I can play it everywhere.
Ooh, I pop it on my gramophone usually.
Yeah, but that was cool.
Three or four cranks and
yellow.
We're in business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude had the bright yellow and the top hat, and I'm like, that's a bright yellow suit. That is not cheap. He went all out, and he grew the right amount of facial hair, which I also appreciated.
Awesome. And he hadn't showered in a few days, and he spent around a lot
had
of time
nice,
hanging out with rats.
Nice, I was beating up rats look, so.
Awesome. All right, so we are down to it. The number one.
Number one.
Best costume of the show floor this year.
It's a doozy.
Yep.
It's Baby Groot.
Baby Groot.
Yeah, Baby Groot. Baby it was like a
Groot?
Newborn child. Newborn. Couldn't open its eyes with a Groot outfit on.
Like, had a little, little I was like, that wins. That's the one.
Quick runner-up for fifth. This Pit Boy is pretty cool back here.
Where?
This Vault Man?
Where?
From,
where?
From Fallout?
Oh.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Nice.
That's not bad at all.
I've been trying to pick out my favorite. Hunter S. Thompson was pretty
good.
Those
are the Maya and Spencer certified winners.
That's awesome. Oh,
of the show.
I so wish I'd seen Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, they were still, like, supporting his little head, and he's all closed-eyed. And
there's a bunch of the.
That's
a cool group one from
Mad Max. Mad Max? Yeah.
I like that shit.
Yeah, Maddie,
that's a
nice Dalek over there,
what was your favorite one?
Oh, my favorite costume? My favorite costume I've seen at the whole thing?
Yeah.
Dude, it blew my mind when I saw Drunk Aquaman.
Dude.
Best costume of all time.
I've heard that's a real good story.
You missed it.
He came back?
Well, I ran into him in the back. Well, yes, he did come back, too. So there's a lot more to the story.
Okay, what happened with Drunk Aquaman?
Yeah, I like this story.
So after you left, I went to the bathroom.
Why?
Because I had to pee.
Okay.
And I ran into Drunk Aquaman. He was in there. He was spitting sick rhymes, man.
Yeah? He was rapping
in the rhymes?
He was spitting sick rhymes about how, like, he had dropped some shit, but he was going to pick it up because he is
drops
a,
shit.
He's a responsible citizen. Oh, yeah. There you go. You're,
I'm
you drop
some shit. I'm going to pick it up. I'm a responsible citizen. That's what's up. Hey.
Yours was better because you're not as drunk as he is.
Yeah, was.
Right. Was he a flip-flop wearing guy?
Nope, that's not true. I just hold my shit better.
Yeah, he was super drunk. So then I came back out, and this dude walks up to me, and he's like asking me about the show, and he says, well, what's your name? And I said, oh, my name's James. And he goes, James what? Turns out I went to, like, elementary school with this kid forever ago.
Oh, my God.
And Aquaman walks up behind him and gives him a hug. And I'm like, oh, shit. This dude, I have having only a slight relationship with this dude when I was a kid, I'm going to have to fight Aquaman for tackling this dude.
Oh,
and then I realized they were really close friends.
They were homies?
And then I hung out with Drunk Aquaman for
what?
A while.
Dude, is he still drunk, too?
Yeah, he was super drunk.
Can we have him back and talk to him?
I found out the story of
Drunk
Aquaman.
Okay, the divorce, right?
I want to know the whole story.
So, I don't know how much I should... whatever, Tim's not going to listen to this.
Tell us about Drunk Aquaman.
The anticipation is killing me.
He was here, and the guy that I was friends with as a kid, or went to school with as a kid, his sister is dating Drunk Aquaman, but they were, like, a little on the rocks. They were having a hard time this weekend.
Oh, shit.
And they're from...
yeah, because he's an alcoholic.
A raging...
I'm wondering like how much of the issues... No.
Right, exactly.
Maybe he's drinking more to be with her. Maybe she drinks a lot and he's just trying to catch up.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm trying to hang with my girl and I just can't. Yeah,
he's trying to mend the issues.
Yeah, we could cut him a break for that.
If I can get drunk enough, I'll end up in the same gutter as her.
Yeah,
and,
we'll be together forever
in jail. It'll join us together in a special bond.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I almost got that drunk today, but then the lines, you know, was a lot of people was walking. But I could have, so I'm not going to put any more shame on that guy because
drunk
I could have done the
Snape
same thing.
He wasn't drinking beer. He was like rolling with
the
tequilas in the cup.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
But yeah, he came back and he was super apologetic. He was like, hey, I came by and you guys were like doing a show or some shit and I got totally interrupted.
You're like, no, it made for great radio.
I was like, yeah, you did, man.
You sure did.
Yeah. Sure did.
He was going through AA and he had to come back to apologize to all the people he was wrong.
He was starting the steps immediately.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, I really fucked it. Once he dropped all his shit in the bathroom, he's like, I really got to get my life together.
You like had a religious experience.
This is where I go.
Oh man, yeah, it was pretty fantastic. So
damn, I wish we could have him back because I would like to sit down and talk to this man.
To
maybe
this
like
guy.
made me bring his wife in and or his girlfriend, and we can like kind of
try to, yeah,
we can
have a little
couples therapy
time.
This thing.
Absolutely, try
little
to figure out like
Comic Con therapy, Comic Con mending healing.
When I think Comic Con, I think working out my marital issues, because a lot of people are actually doing
that. You
know,
it's a place for love. We can't have people like breaking up on the Comic Con floor.
I see you're both dressed like Aquaman, gender swap. You are.
Oh yeah, look at these two lovebirds buying matching medieval outfits together. This is so cute. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
What was she dressed like? Right? Like what was?
Yeah.
What
was girlfriend
Aquaman?
Was she girl Aquaman? Was she?
I don't think she was here. Was she
gender swapped?
I think she was. I don't know.
Or would they? Or they
I
were?
If she was, what would she have been?
Maybe she went home because
she's like. Do they separate to different sides of the con floor?
Yeah, she was just like a responsible adult.
She's like, I'm going to go talk to the artists on this side, and you stay over there.
Yeah, please. I have to go, you know, just look at Jeffrey Dean Morgan, and I don't want you anywhere near me at all.
Like, so, I don't want him to know at all
that
I have a boyfriend.
Ryan's throwing shade.
You guys, you know
on
what? I'm still...
If he is, he's probably right.
I'm very excited that we got to meet Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
and Alex Kingston.
Yeah.
From River Song, my favorite from Doctor Who.
Did you wait in the line or did
walked
you go
right
to
up?
Panel?
Yeah, there was no line.
Oh, there was just no line.
Yeah, we
at
just
all.
Walked right up.
Oh, no
you're
way.
You're not allowed
like,
to have beer
you're
close
the,
to the in line for, to see the celebrities, though.
So you just smashed them up, right? You just
well,
took the
no,
beer
I gave
threw
it to
it
Spencer
on the
when I was in line to see Alex Kingston. I was like, can I have you hold
this? She made the terrible mistake of giving it to me, and I crushed it.
And then he threw it away. I was like, no, I just wanted you to hold it while
I threw away a full beer. I'm so sorry.
River Song's my favorite person on Doctor Who. So.
You know that he drank it and then threw it away, right? Like, he didn't
waste that shit.
No.
I was like, dude, I asked you to hold it, not drink it all. No.
Yeah. I didn't know if I was going to get yelled at again.
But it was still awesome.
I didn't want that pressure.
She dressed up this year as herself, which was great.
Really?
So that was one of the best costumes. Her as herself. Very cool.
That's what I didn't give you mine. I promised you that if you came back with a list, I would give you my favorite.
Yes.
Because mine's weird. So there's been a few really cool ones, but there was one woman who was dressed. Actually, I've seen two of them now, but one of them was particularly on target. It was a woman who was dressed up like Laura Dern from Jurassic Park.
Oh,
whoa,
like,
really?
Shirt tied in the front,
the
and she looked
shorts.
The part really well. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, she looked like socks. It was 1993, and I was like, this is awesome. She was one of the few people I stopped her and was like, you're an amazing human being. And she just knew it. She just gave me that look like...
She's like, I know.
I know.
Did you get a picture, though?
No, I didn't.
What's the matter
I didn't.
With you?
I was walking. I was on my way back here. I didn't have time.
He was cruising the con. Couldn't get back here.
Well, and she was with an Alan Grant, so I knew like you know they were together. I'm not gonna.
You guys
not gonna
Jeff, super together.
I'm not gonna Jeff Goldblum this shit and walk up to her and be like,
yeah,
hey,
but you
I
could
have,
be that.
Can I
old...
have your hand? I'm gonna drop some water on your.
Dude,
hands
you could be the old man banging her in three though.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah, you could be that guy in three.
I don't talk about three.
I'm sorry to go there.
Yeah, we don't bring up that shit.
Three never happened. Very cool. Man.
Yeah, who's next? What's the deal?
I am so glad that you guys are here.
Yeah, man, it's just like it's a blast from the past, dude.
Totally.
It's a reunion.
For real.
Yeah.
I remember we saw our first one was Burt Wonderstone.
Yeah.
That was our first movie.
It was great. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I just referenced it a few minutes ago because I referred to this stupid Avatar thing as Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, what is that?
Dude, they'll paint your face, though. They'll paint your face like an Avatar.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, so it's a thing where they take your picture and then they CG your face into a cat. And it's disturbing that there's that many people in line because it means that there is an audience for Avatar 2 that I do not want to exist.
It's a prequel. They explain, though. This dude came up and explained the whole thing. It's supposed to be like a prequel kind of...
You learn where the cat ladies come from?
I guess. I don't know. It's just a prequel type of thing. But they'll paint your face over there. Like, they'll actually, like, physically paint your face.
Oh, okay.
To be like that, too, if you wanted, but...
Ah, I don't want that.
Yeah, so if you see people walking
you'd
around
look
in normal
handsome
clothing,
as a blue fin.
With a big beard. I don't think the blue cat people ever have beards.
Well,
yeah,
they'll draw the dots on your beard. That'll be good.
I'm sure some of the elders have beards, but you didn't get to see any of those in the movie. But if the next one will. You'll have them.
Can blue cat people from the Avatar, can they grow a long enough beard that like their beard turns into their genitals, kind of like the back of their head?
I think it's maybe
a
different
doozy?
Type of hair. Or
I wouldn't go out
that
and
means
touch
they could
mine
stick
together.
The two ends together on themselves.
Oh!
Great minds right here. Great minds.
Yes.
Well, or they could also like... They could meld with like a bird while they could have sex with their lady and meld with a bird at the same time and fly around having
so it's just
like
a fuck
sex.
String.
Oh,
just like
yeah, Avatar. My life.
They would just use it for fashion, is what they would use it for.
You know, they'd be the super outsiders, right? Like the religious Avatar people would be like, no, We can't have beard face people. Like, this doesn't
they seem like a progressive race, if you ask me.
I don't know. Are you kidding me? Like, they're weird, like, you know, alien savage people.
I saw it once.
They're wearing, you know,
no.
Tarzan butt flaps all day.
The whole movie is about how they need to be exterminated. Did you watch Avatar?
Yeah, it's isn't it just like...
It's Pocahontas,
Dances
right?
Wolf 2, Electric
Dances
Boogaloo.
Or Dances with Wolves, whichever one.
It's Fern Gully is what it is.
Yeah, it's Fern Gully, it's Dances with Wolves, and it's Pocahontas. It's all those movies, but now the people are blue.
But all three of those movies are
pretty good outfit.
Did you ever watch that episode of South Park with the Dances with Smurfs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they like, he's like, I lived with the Smurfs for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some.
Mermaid
Man and Barnacle Boy.
We gave him sweet props, and they gave us a head nod back.
I also saw a really good Smee from the movie Hook.
Really?
And nice. He was holding a sign.
Is it like cartoon Smee?
No, from the movie Hook.
What's that guy?
Like Hook?
Yeah, Bob
Hoskins.
So it's like
Bob
Hook.
Hoskins, yes. Hoskins, yeah. Bob
Hoskins. Dustin Hoffman one.
Yes, exactly. And he was holding a sign that said, "What about Smee?" as he was walking by. And I said, "What about Smee? Smee's me!" And he turns and goes, "Yeah, Smee's me!" He was really excited. I was just excited that anyone from Hook was at the show.
That's a good,
that's what I
really
like about
Captain
this
Hook
place.
Walking around too.
When you could like meet up with your like-minded people, like meeting up with the other Rick and Mortys and have a little party was fun because like it's like, oh, you know what they're talking about? Like people are getting like cross discussions.
Yeah,
it's the only place that can happen.
Were you like numbering each other? Where you were like, I'm Rick 236.
Yeah, like what universe are you guys from?
Yeah. Did you guys go to what is it, Blitz and Chits or not? Or like, did you guys hang out at Blitz and Chits?
Just for a little bit, yeah. They kicked us out fast. But I love it how everyone's letting their freak flag fly.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
The greatest.
Yeah. And it's really funny because you'll run into people who, like, I had a guy walk up yesterday who was really cool looking. I was like, this dude is a normal dude. Like, he's who I always wanted to be. And then I sit him down. He's really excited to sit down. And I was like, he must be high. Why does he want to talk to me? And then he just super nerds out. He's talking about, you know, meeting Stan Lee and how cool it was and all that stuff. And I was like, holy shit, you're one of us.
Yeah.
You're just like incognito nerd.
Clicking.
incognito nerd. It was really fun. I liked
that
guy a lot.
That should be an episode of the pod show. Incognito nerd.
Yeah. It's a really cool place. You know, and it is weird because there's a lot of people here. I have no idea what they're dressed as.
But they still look cool. You're like, with the... thing.
Yeah.
I think I like what you're
doing. I don't
doing.
Know what that is, but you've clearly worked
hard. I can't figure
out
what
I like the way you're doing
the rainbow
what you do.
Flag
I don't know what it is.
I haven't got the foggiest on a lot of them, but they
Supergirl,
look great.
Supergirl with a rainbow flag.
Yeah, we went outside and there was all these superheroes with rainbow flag cakes walking around, and I didn't know what they were.
Huh.
There's a lot of cool crossovers
see,
with the gay pride.
There's a bunch of butterflies
pride.
Right now.
Yeah,
but I don't
it's probably,
going
it's probably like
it's a like a crossover with the gay pride.
I make a gay pride parade joke, but that's all right.
Oh. Wait, did you not really see them?
No, there was a bunch of people wearing rainbow flags around their necks.
Oh, okay.
Celebrating love.
But they were outside for gay pride parade.
And we were meshing, and we was like, what superhero are you? And it's like, that's a weird kink. And it's like, no, we're at a different festival. It's like, okay, we had to like iron things out.
Right. Very
cool. Our, my friend Heath Hine, who's dressed up as Satan for a new web series called Bored as Hell I'm a Part of, he was walking around gay pride in his mega Satan costume that Kevin Ward did for him with a boa. That's rainbow colored, and it got on the Denver Westward page, and it was hilarious. They're cool. When Comic-Con and Gay Pride are at the same day.
It's tight. If you make the papers, Westward is the papers. You made the papers.
Yeah, dude. It had like 3,000 shares or something.
It's
I'm like,
the only paper left.
And they still do a lot of online stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, it's wearing me out, guys.
Dude, how are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm just losing my voice.
What do you do to... bring that back. You do herbal tea with a lot of honey and ginseng, or do you have a regimen for after con?
Some lemon.
I haven't in the past. I'm going to need to now.
Yeah, dude. Like, get your tea on.
Yeah.
Eat a spoonful of honey tonight. You guys should be eating spoonfuls of honey after every
interview. Throat coat's a good tea for that, actually.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get into bed with Mountain Dew.
Oh, dude. Don't go there.
And the other elixir.
I'm just going to knock it back.
I don't think it's going to help your throat. I think that sugar coat and
too much
red
sugar.
Dye number green 40 is not going to be good.
Red dye number green 40.
Isn't that the one, red dye, like, whatever is in there, that's the one that, like, kills all your sperm, right?
Yeah,
I guess.
Allegedly.
But I wouldn't be bummed out
allegedly.
About that.
Allegedly.
You and Justin Wines are all about that Mountain Dew, ain't you? Is that what that
absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. Oh,
it's the
all
nectar.
Day long.
I've never met anyone that drank
more like Mountain
Dew.
What's the flavor, though? I haven't been able to put my finger on the flavor.
It's Mountain flavored Dew. Like
it's
Mountain
just
Dew.
A Dew flavor?
It's like created its own flavor.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like citrus.
You think that's what like bumblebees and... butterflies.
What bumblebees taste like?
When they lick a flower on a mountain and it's the dewy, that's like the same flavor they're
that's
harnessing.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And makes sense why they do that all day long forever. It's maybe addicting.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's their
but
job.
But they buzz around all day so they don't get fat like me.
They work it
maybe
off.
Maybe it's like the queens, like the mega honey on the space bees on Futurama.
Yes.
Space
yes,
bee
exactly.
honey.
Exactly. Yeah.
Three it's teaspoons like, I mean, it's, will
it's
kill
what I,
you.
It's what I always imagined Slurm tasted like on Futurama.
You know what? That's a great yeah. way to compare that. Slurm
I mean,
does look like Mountain Dew.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's bug shit.
It is.
Space
it is.
Bug shit.
Is that a Futurama thing?
Just saying you got to take care of your voice, man.
I do.
You got to be good to that. It's your moneymaker.
Honestly, I'm going to just go to work and not talk to anyone all week.
Gargle salt water.
That's what I'm going to do.
Good. And, are you going to flip anyone off, though?
Oh, all day.
Okay.
All
right.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Like, he's not saying anything,
I'm
but he is just flipping people off.
I'm going to tape all my other fingers down just so that way everybody
sorry,
knows.
Sorry, they're
you have
taped.
To grab
there's
things
nothing
like
I
little
can
nubblies.
Do.
Yeah. Very cool. Man.
Yeah. Moment of silence for...
For Anton Yelchin.
Yeah.
Heard about
Anton
that
Yelchin.
Nonsense.
Yeah.
That's right.
And poor Carl Urban's here, like...
He joined the...
Signing shit.
27 Club.
Somebody had to tell that guy. That sucks.
That's
like
sad.
Today, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, we
like
found out...
Like, just now.
Yeah.
Like a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sure Carl
yeah.
and that guy are friends.
Car accident?
Yeah. Yep. Was he 27? Is that
yeah,
what
he
was?
Joined the 27 Club with all the other great stars.
What a terrible club. Who wants to be in that club?
I'm worried because I turn 27 next year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah,
You're not 27 yet?
I'm 26.
You got to join the old folk like me, man.
Yeah.
You're not old.
You're only 28, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's that Mountain Dew wearing you down.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's...
Like, 28's so much older than 27.
You got to get with me and, like, you know, not understand technology anymore.
Yeah, I had to teach you Snapchat earlier. I feel like your grandson.
He taught me that shit, too.
What is this Snapchat?
I still don't get it. I didn't even download it yet.
No,
I'm like,
I have no fucking clue what it's for. I don't get it
You take a picture of yourself and it goes away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I want people to see that shit from the permanency, I say.
Yeah. I don't get it at all. But all right.
That's really good at it, though.
He is really
good. He's a doctor at it. I think he's a game changer on that
shit. That's why the doctor's coat.
Yes.
Doctor?
I'm kind of a black doctor.
I'm
Dr.
Snapchat.
Doctor.
You're like a...
We're all dressed up now.
Black doctor.
Very cool. All right, well, thank you guys so much for coming by. It has been awesome.
Yeah. We'll see you next year.
It was our
pleasure. Man. Thank Absolutely. You. Thank you for letting me come right in the middle.
Not at all.
You just started.
You gotta make sure you come back later.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.